February 16th, Tuesday. How can you distinguish God's plan from coincidence? We call it coincidence, but God already said it before the creation of the world. We call it diligence, but God said it was grace. Lyrics, He is God. When joyful events take place in people's lives, they say that it's due to luck or coincidence. However, it isn't. God says that it was His plan. Your life today is the most blessed life that is within God's perfect plan. Church officers who go on the absolute journey. Exodus chapter 3, verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have observed you and what was been done to you in Egypt. For Moses, who knew and began the absolute journey, God gave him two instructions. The first was to go before Pharaoh and speak to him. The second was to relay what God had told him to the elders of Israel. Church officers are springboards for remnants. You are a church officer who is on the absolute journey called today. That's why there's a covenant that you must receive from God and pass on to the next generation of remnants. Number one, the time schedule. During times of crises and within His time schedule, God raised church officers to complete His works. The next generation who saw these works grew up and conquered Canaan. In order to relay this covenant to the next generation, God first gave these answers to you who walk on this absolute journey. Number two, a small amount of faith has tremendous results. When the wall of Jericho fell down before God's word, Rahab and her family who lived in the city survived. Later she received the answer of her name being recorded in the genealogy of Jesus. The results of a small amount of faith were connected to tremendous answers. The footsteps of church officers in the time of Joshua were connected to the New Testament. Likewise, God wants you to leave behind your absolute journey in this age and in the world. Those who possess the absolute covenant will go on the absolute journey. Church officers from the book of Exodus were those who walked on God's absolute journey while holding on to the absolute covenant. When you walk on the absolute journey, which is world evangelization, while holding on to the gospel, God will give you the same answers that were given to the church officers of the Exodus as well. Dear God, let the path that I walk on today become the covenant journey that is within your absolute plan so that I can become a witness before the posterity. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.